is for What's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visited Texas Thursday to survey damage inflicted by what was once Hurricane Harvey. And he commended residents of the town of Rockport for the manner in which they've handled adversity.
I think Karen and I today were most inspired by the volunteers to see the outpouring of compassion and concern was deeply inspiring to us. And every American should know that even in this difficult time, in this disastrous storm, the very best of the people of Texas and the very best of the people of America is shining forth.
President Donald Trump visited Texas on Tuesday and plans to return on Saturday. Harvey, now a tropical depression, brought heavy rain to Louisiana and northwestern Mississippi on Thursday, leaving flooded East Texas to start drying out, but still facing danger from flooding. Forecasters expected parts of Louisiana to receive 10 to 20 centimeters of rain as the storm system continued moving. And even as the southern U.S. states of Texas and Louisiana struggle to recover from Hurricane Harvey, another powerful storm is gaining strength over the Atlantic and another in the Gulf of Mexico. Irma has intensified into a Category 3 hurricane and appears to be heading toward the Caribbean southern United States. There's another storm, Lydia, that is spreading rain across a broad swath of Mexico, including Mexico City, where it's blamed for flooding that briefly closed